KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, in high school baseball play last night and some sub-state final action around the state. In Class 1A, Burlington Notre Dame, a 7-5 winner over North Cedar. In 2A, Mid Prairie beat Central Lee 9-7. 3A sub-state finals all held last night. Harlan jumped out to an early 2-0 lead in the first inning, but Dallas Center Grimes answered back with four of their own in the first. And then it was all Logan Smith from there as Dallas Center Grimes defeated the Cyclones by a 12-2 final. Smith threw on the mound for Dallas Center Grimes, and he allowed just four hits with 10 strikeouts. He was also pretty good at the plate with three hits and four runs knocked in as Dallas Center Grimes advances. Also in 3A sub-state finals last night, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat MOC Floyd Valley 6-1. Gilbert, a 10-0 winner over Boone. Benton needed nine innings to beat South Tama 6-5. Marion edging Central DeWitt 5-4. Clear Creek Amana beat Davenport Assumption 12-3. Norwalk over Centerville 4-1. And ADM, a 3-1 winner over Bondurant Farrar. In Class 4A sub-state finals, it was Ankeny winning over Abraham Lincoln 5-0 as Ankeny scored three in the first inning, and then Brody Brecht took over on the hill with four and a third innings of work with nine strikeouts, giving up just one hit in that contest. Also, Johnston beat Sioux City East in eight innings, 6-5. Waukee, 6-5 over Mason City. Cedar Falls beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 7-4. Dubuque Hempstead downing Cedar Rapids Prairie, 5-2. It was Iowa City High over Linmar, 4-3. Urbandale beat Des Moines Roosevelt, 1-0. Well, the Rolling Valley Conference announced its all-conference baseball teams yesterday. On the first team, pitchers Cade Tickner of CAM and Quentin Culbertson of Coon Rapids Bayard. Colby Nelson of CAM is the first team catcher. The infielders on the first team, Lane Pryor and Corey Bantham of Woodbine, and Colby Rich and Lane Speaker of CAM. Also Mason King of West Harrison, a first team infielder. First team outfielders include Nick Reif of West Harrison, Peyton Clipperton of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Joe Kaufman of CAM. The utility players, Ben Tibkin of CAM, Kyle Hast of Boyer Valley, and Grant Borkowski of Glidden-Ralston. Second team selections include pitchers Cade Schlepp of Coon Rapids Bayard and Jesse Soma of Boyer Valley, the catcher Will Regaler of Arweva, the infielders Damon Ehlers of Arweva, Grant Gilgan of West Harrison, Tyler Peterson of Exira EHK, and Nate Hensley of CAM. Outfielders include Jalen Rosenbeck of Coon Rapids Bayard, Jacob Holstie of CAM, and Sage Evans of West Harrison. And the utility picks Tyler Melby of West Harrison and Aaron McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard. Well, the state tournament pairings are now all set for the girls' softball tournament. The 1A, 2A, 3A pairings announced the other day. Yesterday, the 4A and 5A pairings announced. In Class 4A, Carlisle gets the number one seed. They'll face Lamar's in opening action next week. North Scott and Charles City will play in the 4 and 5 game. West Delaware's number two seed. They'll face Winterset in their first rounder. And the third seed, Fairfield, they'll play Dallas Center Grimes to open their tournament run. In Class 5A, Fort Dodge gets the top seed. They'll face Bettendorf next week in the first round. Waukee, the four seed, plays Ankeny Centennial. Two seed is Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They'll face Pleasant Valley. And the number three seed, West Des Moines Valley, will play Muscatine in first round action. Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Executive Director Jean Berger says the softball season has exceeded her expectations. The union decided in May to offer an abbreviated season in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the state softball tournament begins Monday in Fort Dodge.
All of the responsibilities that we placed on the coaches for monitoring and social distancing and sanitizing, and now I go to games and I see the new habits the girls have and how they acknowledge the other team or what they do after a home run instead of meeting at home plate. I think they've embraced the chance to play and adapted very well.
Berger says around a dozen teams had their seasons cut short due to a positive test.
But 11 out of, I think, 357 is pretty good. I think they were careful, probably because they knew they needed to be to get a season in. So kudos to the coaches and the kids and their parents.
Berger says fans at the state tournament will experience many of the same protocols as the regular season.
There'll be outfield lawn chair seating. There'll be some bleacher seating, but there'll be a lot of seats that are marked out so you have to social distance in the bleachers. But we're playing on four fields. That's a big change. Playing on four fields so fans, so the fans have more room to social distance.
Berger says fans and players have done a good job of handling the changes this season.
I think people understand that this is what has to happen for their own safety and for the safety of our team. So, I'm just hoping that it all works out for a week and there's no rain.
And Berger says face coverings are encouraged, but not mandatory at the state tournament, which gets underway on Monday. In Major League Baseball news, Mookie Betts has said yes to a huge contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, while the state of Pennsylvania has said no to the Toronto Blue Jays. Betts and the Dodgers have struck baseball's first big money deal since the coronavirus pandemic decimated the sport's economics. The 12-year, $365 million contract runs through 2032 and removes the top offensive player from next offseason's free agent class. The 27-year-old outfielder was acquired by the Dodgers from the Boston Red Sox on February 10th, along with pitcher David Price for three players. His deal is baseball's second largest in total dollars, behind the $426.5 million 12-year deal for Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout that covers 2019 through 2030. The four-time Gold Glove winner captured the 2018 AL MVP award, helping Boston win the World Series that year. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania health officials won't allow the Blue Jays to play at PNC Park in Pittsburgh amid the coronavirus pandemic. The state is the latest jurisdiction to say no to the team as the baseball season begins this week. The state Secretary of Health cited a significant increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in southwestern Pennsylvania as the reason to bar the Blue Jays from playing their home games in the Steel City. Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins said this week his team has more than five contingency plans for a home stadium and was in talks with other teams. He declined to name them. Atkins says if the Blue Jays can't find a major league park, their AAA affiliate in Buffalo, New York would be their most likely site for their home games. Also in MLB news, Mike Trout has decided to play for the Angels in the shortened baseball season, although his year will be interrupted in a few weeks by the birth of his first child. The three-time AL MVP confirmed his decision Wednesday before his team's exhibition game against the Padres at Angels Stadium. Trout expressed uncertainty earlier this month about the safety of this unique major league season, saying he wouldn't risk his growing family's health to participate. Mets pitcher Marcus Stroman has a torn muscle in his left calf, and he'll be evaluated on a week-to-week basis. The all-star right-hander was expected to follow two-time Cy Young Award winner Jacob deGrom in a rotation that already will be without number two starter Noah Syndergaard this year because of Tommy John surgery. Royals outfielder Hunter Dozier has tested positive for COVID-19 and has been placed on the injured list. The 28-year-old is coming off a breakthrough season in which he hit 26 homers, drove in 84 runs, and tied for the American League lead in triples. He's expected to play a big role for the Royals during their abbreviated 60-game season, which begins against the Indians on Friday night in Cleveland. Well, the National Hockey League is prohibiting teams from disclosing injuries as a way to maintain player privacy during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's an even thicker veil of secrecy for a sport that already uses vague terms like upper and lower body injuries. Players asked for the non-disclosure policy to prevent individual coronavirus test results coming to light, saying nothing has led to rampant speculation when prominent players like Pittsburgh captain Sidney Crosby or Chicago goaltender Corey Crawford are missing from practice. The NFL Players Association says 95 players are known to have tested positive for the coronavirus. That number is up from 72 in the union's last report in July. NFLPA and the NFL reached agreement Monday on COVID-19 testing as rookies begin reporting to training camps. The NCAA Football Oversight Committee is asking the association's Board of Governors to avoid making a decision later this week on whether to conduct fall sports championships. The board is scheduled to meet Friday as college sports leaders try to find a path to play during the pandemic. There's been speculation that the board could decide to call off NCAA championship events in fall sports like soccer, volleyball, and lower division football. That could increase pressure for conferences to cancel their seasons. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.